Every city has its own spooky stories to entertain the public during Halloween. Words of those who have seen them, rumors and legends add more flavor to the holiday. Having a rich history, Victoria too, has its fair share of spooky locations and stories. Victoria News spoke to Camosun anthropology instructor Nicole Kilburn to look at these ghost stories from a cultural perspective. Let's call them restless spirits, Kilburn said. In a North American cultural context, we are taught to not believe in ghosts and they are bad. But they are accommodated in lots of different cultural contexts and are often associated with somebody experiencing what could be called a bad death. A bad death, as Kilburn explains, could include dying young or in a violent fashion. Most of them haven't had an opportunity to say goodbyes or have unfinished businesses. There is something keeping them from transitioning into becoming an ancestor. They are stuck. According to Kilburn, there is quite a bit of death anxiety in the colonial Victorian cultural perspective. In a modern world, she says we are not very well equipped to consider the inevitability of mortality. We use a lot of euphemisms for death like, I lost someone, or, someone passed away, Kilburn explained. Halloween traditions have roots in different actions people took in the past to deal with ghosts. For example, the North American tradition of carving pumpkins has European origins, where people once carved lanterns out of root vegetables such as turnips to ward off spirits. The idea of the undead arose when graves were reopened during plagues that haunted Europe in the 16th and 17th centuries. Halloween offers an opportunity to dive into the uncomfortable topic of death, and in Victoria, there are plenty of tales and rumored hauntings to dive into. People need to look at this big scary part of our reality more straight on. It creates an opportunity to change the relationship we have with death, Kilburn adds. We enjoy a good scare. And this time of the year creates great excuses to flirt with scary things, and death is one of the scariest. There are several notable locations where people report encounters with restless spirits, especially with Victoria's many historical sites. Craigderrick Castle. Built by wealthy coal baron Robert Dunsmuir in the late 19th century, the castle is said to be filled with the restless spirits of the Dunsmuir family, who were plagued by tragedy. Robert Dunsmuir died before the castle's construction ended. He died before he got to live in that house. I can understand that he would yearn for that. I have never experienced any of these stories, but I can understand why that person would be restless, Kilburn said. Sightings of an apparition of a maid, a little girl, and of Mrs. Dunsmuir herself have been reported over the years by staff and visitors. Victoria Golf Club. This beautiful coastal course is home to one of Victoria's best-known tragic figures. Known as the April Ghost, the spirit of Doris Gravelin is said to haunt the course. In 1936, her body was found near the 7th tee after she was murdered. Her husband Victor's body was found washed ashore, and the case was ruled a murder-suicide. She is often seen as a pale apparition wandering the fairways, frequently referred to as the Lady in White, or the April Ghost. Her death checks the boxes of a bad death, said Kilburn. I don't necessarily need to believe in ghosts. I can understand how that person's spirit potentially would be less settled compared to, say, my grandmother who died at 95 and had the opportunity to say goodbyes and was ready to go. The Fairmont Empress Hotel. This iconic hotel, built in 1908, is home to several spectral guests and staff. The most frequent sighting is the spirit of its architect, Francis Rattenborough, who also designed the Parliament buildings. He is seen as a slender man with a mustache and a cane, often walking the halls and sometimes appearing on the lower-level stairs. An elderly woman in pajamas has been reported knocking on guests' doors. When someone tries to help her find her room, she leads them toward the elevator before vanishing. A maid is also said to continue her duties on the 6th floor, still tidying rooms in the afterlife. Bastion Square. Considered one of the most haunted part of Victoria, this historic square was once the site of Fort Victoria, a jail, and the city's public gallows. The spirit of Sir Matthew Bailey Begbie, known as the Hanging Judge, who presided over many executions, is said to be seen looking out of the courthouse windows. In Helmken Alley, which once led prisoners from the jail to the gallows, people report hearing the clanking of chains from unseen figures. The Garrick's Head pub is said to be haunted by its former owner, Mike Powers, who was brutally murdered in the early 1900s. His ghost is often seen sitting in his favorite spot by the fireplace. According to Kilburn, the recipe for a good death is being reassured that they are not going to be forgotten. We need to remember that the spirit of a recently deceased person is also grieving, not just us. When they face a bad death, they don't want to leave their family, home, and things. These emotions of restlessness can make them restless and lash out. There need to be protective rituals that are called defensive mourning to protect the living from those emotions. Victoria News spoke to Camosun anthropology instructor Nicole Kilburn to look at these ghost stories from a cultural perspective. Courtesy of Nishadini Fonseca, Victoria News. Victoria News spoke to Camosun anthropology instructor Nicole Kilburn to look at these ghost stories from a cultural perspective. Courtesy of Victoria Golf Club Instagram. Victoria News spoke to Camosun anthropology instructor Nicole Kilburn to look at these ghost stories from a cultural perspective. Courtesy of Tourism Victoria website.